بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. سيدنا شاعر وبارك بالله حضرت اقدس حضرت مولانا شاه حكيم محمد اختر صاحب نور الله مرقده. The title is لذت ذکر نام خدا ہے چمن.
لذت ذکر نام خدا ہے چمن, لذت ذکر نام خدا ہے چمن, اور غفلت کی دنیا ہے دشت و دمن. لذت ذکر نام خدا ہے چمن, لذت ذکر نام خدا ہے چمن, اور غفلت کی دنیا ہے دشت و دمن. کی ہے جس نے بھی ہجرت تیرے نام پر, کی ہے جس نے بھی ہجرت تیرے نام پر, پا گیا پا گیا وہ بہار وطن. ہے ضروری گناہوں کو بھی چھوڑ دے, ہے ضروری گناہوں کو بھی چھوڑ دے, اصل ہجرت نہیں صرف تر کے وطن. لذت ذکر نام خدا ہے چمن, لذت ذکر نام خدا ہے چمن, اور غفلت کی دنیا ہے دشت و دمن. یہ ہے فیضان آہ و فغاں دیکھ لو, یہ ہے فیضان آہ و فغاں دیکھ لو, دامن کو ہمیں دل کے سامگن. بالیقین پائے گا نسبت اولیاء, بالیقین پائے گا نسبت اولیاء, جس کے دل کو لگی ہے خدا سے لگن. بالیقین پائے گا نسبت اولیاء, بالیقین پائے گا نسبت اولیاء, جس کے دل کو لگی ہے خدا سے لگن. لذت ذکر نام خدا ہے چمن, لذت ذکر نام خدا ہے چمن, غفلت کی دنیا ہے دشت و دمن. شہر محبوب ہوگا جہاں بھی کہیں, شہر محبوب ہوگا جہاں بھی کہیں, عاشقوں کا سنا ہے وہی ہے وطن. پھر مدینے کی لذت کو میں کیا کہوں, پھر مدینے کی لذت کو میں کیا کہوں, کاش ہوتا مدینے میں میرا وطن. لذت ذکر نام خدا ہے چمن, لذت ذکر نام خدا ہے چمن, اور غفلت کی دنیا ہے دشت و دمن. کس طرح میں کہوں دل سے اے دوست تو, کس طرح میں کہوں دل سے اے دوست تو, زندہ باد وطن, زندہ باد وطن. ہے وطن مگر دل مدینے میں ہے, ہے وطن مگر دل مدینے میں ہے, اے مدینہ فدا تجھ پہ ہو سب وطن. ہے وطن مگر دل مدینے میں ہے, ہے وطن مگر دل مدینے میں ہے, مدینہ فدا تجھ پہ ہو صد وطن لذت ذکر نام خدا ہے چمن لذت ذکر نام خدا ہے چمن اور غفلت کی دنیا ہے دشت و دمن نیک لوگوں میں ہو صاحب درجے دل نیک لوگوں میں ہو صاحب درجے دل ہے چمن نیکی تیس رش کے چمن روز شب ہے یہ اختر کی آو خوبا روز شب ہے یہ اختر کی آو خوبا بخت دے روز محشر مجھے ظلمنا لذت ذکر نام خدا ہے چمن لذت ذکر نام خدا ہے چمن اور غفلت کی دنیا ہے دشت و جمن.
بسم اللہ الرحمن الرحیم الحمدللہ وکفا وسلام علی عبادی الذین اصطفى اما بعد this beautiful bayan of our honorable Rafsar Dada Sheikh Arif Billah Ruh-e-Waqt Tabrizi Zamana Mujaddidi Zamana Hazrat Shah Hakim Muhammad Akhtar Sahab Nawwar Allah Marqadahu with Hazrat's title very beautifully Lazzati Zikre Naam-e Khuda Hai Chaman, that everybody desires to be in a beautiful garden, so to say, enjoying his life, wanting all the enjoyments and pleasures of this world. And Hazrat teaches us that outwardly, when we don't have the real understanding of life, then we think enjoyment is to be in a beautiful garden, in a resort, in some hotel, etc. Hazrat says that is not where you are in a garden. That is an outward, just outward show, outward scene. A person can be the, in the most beautiful garden, but if he hasn't got connection with Allah, in other words, if he is living in the disobedience of Allah, then he won't have peace of mind for one moment whatsoever. So that is no enjoyment. That is not like you in a garden, where, as Hazrat explains further in this poem, that a person can be at the lap of the mountain, or a person can be in the jungle or in a desert, but if he is connected to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, then that person is in a real he is in a real garden, he is in real enjoyment. And this is what Hazrat is interpreting, as Allah Rabbul Izzat has mentioned, Ala bi zikrillahi tatma'innul qulub, that open your ears and listen attentively. And as our Hazrat teaches us, that dear Allah Ta'ala is also teaching us and making us aware that Allah has given us life according to our desires. Everybody, what we are desiring is peace and happiness, contentment, a happy life. And that is what Allah Ta'ala wants for us. But unfortunately, Allah Ta'ala has prescribed it for us, and we are looking for it in different places. Where it doesn't lie, we are looking for it there. We are looking for it in the resort, in the entertainment places, and worse, in the clubs, and in the terrible places, the malls, etc. It doesn't lie there. Hazrat says, where will you find this peace and contentment as if you are in a beautiful garden? That is when you start getting the enjoyment of the name of Allah. And that is why Allah Ta'ala has made this beautiful garden, which Nabi Akram sallallahu alaihi wasallam has mentioned. When you pass by the gardens of Jannat, and grace to your heart content, which shows that these are the real gardens. And this is where we will learn how to graze. In other words, we will learn how to be all the time in the gardens of Jannat. We have to come to the man of Allah Rabbul Izzat in these beautiful majalis. Allah Ta'ala has brought us here out of His kindness and mercy to give us the enjoyment of being everlasting in the gardens of enjoyment of learning how to take the name of Allah. Gaining the marifat of Allah, then a person will learn how to take the name of Allah. Then making the zikr of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is not an effort, it is an enjoyment.
And then as Hazrat explained that now a person will realize that lazrati zikre naam-e khuda hai chaman, taking the name of Allah. And why not? When Nabi Akram sallallahu alaihi wasallam has mentioned that these are the gardens of Jannah, and when a person is engaged in the zikr of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, then Allah Rabbul Izzat is his companion, then what a garden that person is in, you can't imagine. But that if I get the reality of the enjoyment of the zikr of Allah, then a person will know that the moment a person is unmindful of Allah, and even worse, unmindful in such a state that you fall into the disobedience of Allah, then Hazrat says you'll be in dust or daman. That means you'll be in a terrible, scary jungle. You'll be in turmoil. Your heart will be in such turmoil, outwardly people will think you're enjoying yourself. You're in a 5-star hotel or 10-star hotel. But if you're involved in haram and you're involved in the unmindfulness of Allah, then you'll be in turmoil. You won't be at all in peace and happiness. So Allah Ta'ala give us tawfiq and understanding to realize this. And then Hazrat explains that today, like the present times we are going in, people say that I rather migrate from this country and go to another country. There it is more safer, there is more greener pastures, there I can earn more. Hazrat says that is a person who is fooling himself. He doesn't understand reality of life. Because Hazrat says, what is the reality of moving from one country to another country, which is termed hijrat, migration? Ki hai jisne bhi hijrat tere naam par, pa gaya wo bahare watan. Hazrat says, that person who has migrated for the pleasure of Allah Rabbul Izzat, in other words, to sacrifice his life on the name of Allah, in other words, to love in the disobedience of Allah, wherever you may be, that if you got turmoil in your life, this is because Allah Ta'ala says, وَلَا تَكُونُ كَالَّذِينَ نَسُوا اللَّهِ فَأَنْسَاهُمْ أَنفُسَهُمْ. Don't be like people who forgot about Allah. Then Allah will make you forget yourself. You can be wherever you are in the world, you won't have peace and happiness. So it's not a matter of migration. Wherever you go, Allah is there. It is a matter of migrating towards Allah Rabbul Izzat. That is, come out of your sinful way of life. Come out of your life of unmindfulness and migrate to the pleasure of the name of Allah Rabbul Izzat. Then Hazrat says, pa gaya wo bahari watan. Then Hazrat says, that person has found the spring of his hometown. Wherever you are, now your home place, you'll see you'll be living in enjoyment. You can be living in a small village. You can be living in a desert. But you have migrated from the disobedience of Allah to the obedience of Allah. For the pleasure of Allah's name and for the pleasure of Allah Rabbul Izzat, gaining Allah's pleasure, now you'll be wherever you are. You'll be in an enjoyment. You'll be, so to say, in spring all the time. All the time, you'll have happiness and peace in your life. And for that, Hazrat says, what is the sign and what is the reality of real migration? And migration towards Allah Rabbul Izzat, the reality of this is, hai zaruri gunao ko bhi chhod de, asal hijrat nahi sirf tarke watan. Just to leave your home place and just to migrate from one city to another city or one country to another country, Hazrat says that is not real migration. That is just artificial. And if you migrated for any ulterior motive of this world, you might get it or you might not even get it. And even if you get it, then whether you're going to get peace and happiness, that is a different thing. The Hazrat says the real migration is that when you leave your sin, get out of your way of life, which is living in the disobedience of Allah, and worse, in unmindfulness, and you don't even realize that you're living in the disobedience of Allah. Hazrat says that we have to leave this, and this is what Nabi Akram sallallahu alaihi wasallam has informed us, that al-muhajiru man hajara amma nahallahu an, that a real muhajir, who is a person who really migrates, that person who migrates from his son, that is a person who has really made hijrat. So this is the intention we have to make, that we come to these majalis to learn how to make real migration. And wherever we are, like today, living in fears, loving what will happen, I mustn't get kidnapped, etc. all this is when we are loving in unmindfulness. When we love in the connection with Allah Rabbul Izzat, and we migrate from our sins, then see all these fears Allah will take away. All Allah Ta'ala will take away all type of fears. You can be living in a heart of a city that is full of crime, etc. around you, but you live in peace and comfort. You won't have the least amount of fear. So in order to gain this, we have to migrate from our sins. Then Hazrat explains, when a person does this, and he starts taking the name of Allah, and he cries middle of the night of his past life, then Allah Hazrat says, Ye hai fejani aao fuga, dekh lo, damane ko me dil hai kaisa magan. That look at the special favor of Allah Rabbul Izzat, that when a person takes a deep sigh of his past life, and he cries to Allah, and he makes tawbah, and he makes istighfar, and he migrates towards Allah Rabbul Izzat. In other words, he makes a firm pledge now, sincere tawbah, and he makes an effort in that line. Hazrat says, look at the special favor of this. Look at the special virtue that Allah will give you. Damane kome, you can be at the lap of a mountain, alone in the jungle, nobody is with you. Now Hazrat says, dil mein kaisa hai magan. Your heart will be in a state of ecstasy, enjoyment. What enjoyment you will get, what the whole world around you won't get that enjoyment. And like Hazrat explains, that a person can be in the midst of people, but they can be in unmindfulness, and you in the remembrance of Allah, you'll be in a different enjoyment. They'll all be in all turmoil, etc. So Hazrat explains that this will only come with the virtue of aho, fuha, crying to Allah, begging Allah Ta'ala for His forgiveness and His mercy. Then Allah Ta'ala will put this in the heart. And then you'll see, you'll progress to such a high stage that Hazrat says, bil yaqeen paega nisbati awliya, jiske dil ku lagi hai khuda se lagan. That now when you have got that special connection with Allah, that enjoyment of the zikr of Allah, that enjoyment of staying away from sin and controlling yourself and staying away from haram, Hazrat says that person has found and has got now a special connection of being the friend of Allah. He has found the connection of the awliya, the special servants of Allah Rabbul Izzat. Hazrat says, wal yaqeen, was only in this way you will get it. Yet migrate away from your sins and build a connection of the zikr of Allah Rabbul Izzat. Then, as Hazrat Hakimul Ummat Mawlana Ashraf Ali Thanvi Rahmatullah Ali says, that what is the sign of the nisbat of Allah? Rabbana atmim lana nurana waqfir lana innaka ala kulli shay'in qadir. A person begs of Allah, put that firm and that complete light in my heart. And what is that light? The light of the nur of Allah. When you come out of the darkness of sin and the darkness of unmindfulness, now the nur of zikr will come in your heart. And then see, now you'll be begging waqfir lana. You'll be making zikr on the one hand, but you'll realize I'm the most useless person on the face of the earth. And you'll be begging Allah, waqfir lana, oh Allah, please forgive me. Warhamna, oh Allah, have mercy upon me. Save me from your disobedience. And a person who came out of that way of life, he realizes, and Hazrat says, no matter who you could be, but when you made hijrat, now you'll get nisbat of the awliya Allah. And this is the real connection. We all want connection, that you got connection with some counselor or minister or even the state president. Those connections are all useless. The real connection is with Allah Rabbul Izzat. The moment any worry comes to your heart, immediately you turn to Allah Rabbul Izzat. And you make dua to Allah Rabbul Izzat. Then Hazrat explains further, when a person, his enjoyment and his real taste of life is something else, that now, shahre mahbub hoga jahan bhi kahin, aashiqo ka suna hai wahi hai watan. That now, what is my hometown is not home sweet home where you're living, or in a different place that you're thinking, but where your beloved is. That great person who taught you of the love of Allah, your sheikh, whichever city he loves in, that is your hometown. And that is the city you desire to live in. Although you may be staying in another town, but the most beloved town to you is where my beloved, my sheikh has taught me of the love of Allah. Then Hazrat says, if this is your beloved city, then what can be said of the شیخ آف آل مشائخ پھر مدینے کی لذت کو میں کیا کہوں, کاش ہوتا مدینہ میں میرے وطن. Then what can be said of the greatest city, Madinatul Munawwara, where the greatest Shaykh Hazrat Nabi Akram sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, who Allah Ta'ala sent as a mercy for the entire mankind and all the universes, to take us out from the slavery of mankind and connect us to Allah Rabbul Izzat, and Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam taught the world the love of Allah, then what can a person say? Every person who's got the reality of Iman desires that if only Medina Sharif can be my home place. And presently, this is the desire that my home should be Medina Sharif. And then our real home transferred to Jannat. What Nabi Akram sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, so Allah Ta'ala grant us this reality. Then Hazrat says, that then how can I say, kis tarah main kahu dil se, eh dosto, zindabad, eh watan, zindabad, eh watan. And how can I say, oh my friend, that my city, my home place should be ever inhabited, and that is my best hometown. Then there is no such a thing as in this world as home sweet home. Because now my home in my heart is Medina Sharif. And when Nabi Akram sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, when the world comes to an end, and transferred to Jannat, and that is my real hometown. So this world is not just home, that this world, just a town of mine, this is the best city, this is the best place. No, where my beloved is, where my Shaykh is, and then what can be said of Medina Sharif? Hazrat Fazl says, hey, watan mein magar dil Medine mein hai, hey Medine fida tujh mein sad watan. Hazrat says that presently, the most beloved city to me, where my greatest beloved is, Nabi Akram sallallahu alaihi wasallam. So I might be living in another town, but in my heart, the love of Medina Sharif is there. And actually, what is the love? The love of Nabi Akram sallallahu alaihi wasallam, the way of life of Nabi Akram sallallahu alaihi wasallam. So, O Medina Sharif, presently I will sacrifice billions of places for you, O Medina Sharif. And a person has that desire all the time, and we make dua, oh Allah, let my maut be in Medina Sharif. But actually it has to be according to the sunnah of Nabi Akram sallallahu alaihi wasallam, in the love of Allah Ta'ala. Then Hazrat explained so beautifully, then when a person reaches this reality, then you see, nek logo mein ho sahibe dard dil, hai chaman mein koi jaise raske chaman, that there is a gathering of all pious people. But among those pious people, there's a person who's called Sahib-e-Dard-e-Dil. That person who's got special connection with Allah. Outwardly, he looks like an ordinary person. But among the pious, it's like you're in a beautiful garden. But the garden, all the other beautiful flowers are envying that this is the real rose. So among the pious also, is Sahib-e-Dard-e-Dil. And this is what we have come to get here, that how we can get that pain of the love of Allah Rabbul Izzat. And then Hazrat says, when you got this, now all the time you'll be worried and concerned. Roze shab hai ye akhtar ki aao fuga, bakh de roze mehshar mein mujhe zulminan. That daily, day and night, what am I begging for? Hazrat is teaching us here that what we should be really making dua for, that crying to Allah, that oh Allah, on the day of Qiyamah, that day you are the one who favors the most, please forgive me on the day of Qiyamah. And that is the reality that we have to be working to. Allah give us tawfiq and understanding.
Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim, nahmaduhu wa nusalli ala rasulil kareem, amma ba'd. Ruh number 21, association of the heart from the world and constant reflection on the akhirat. Despite the fact that man is in this world and is part and parcel of this material world, it is essential for his spiritual progress that his heart remains disassociated from the world and associated with the Akhirah. It is necessary that man at all times reflect on the Akhirat. Allah Ta'ala has created us for a specific purpose, namely His remembrance. We are to spend a short while in this world, transitory abode, and then pass on to our next phase of life in our onward journey towards Allah Ta'ala. It is therefore imperative, necessary, that the heart of man does not cling to this world, even though he physically is constrained to participate in mundane activities. Along with emptying his heart from worldly love, he has constantly to reflect and remind himself about the Akhirah. This attitude will produce strength in the heart, deen will become solidified, and the iman in the heart will start to glow. For attaining firmness of iman, it is necessary that one endeavors to meditate on the worthlessness of this world. Reflection is necessary. Always ponder on the fact of this earth being perishable and will one day pass into non-existence. Ponder especially on the shortness of one's own life. How softly the time flies by. Soon will one be called into the presence of Allah Ta'ala and a reckoning will be demanded. Reflect on the wonders and the everlasting nature of the life hereafter. Once death arrives, and in relation to man, death arrives with great softness. All the events of the period after death will occur in rapid succession. The punishment in the grave, the reckoning and the torments of Qiyamah, Jannat, Jahannam, Sirat, reward and punishment are all things on which it is necessary that the believer reflect continuously. Constant reflection on these issues will produce firmness of iman and the realization of the futility of this short life, and the reality and permanence of the akhirah will dawn on one. The iman and intelligence of the believer will then be able to see the truth and operate from an elevated platform. Allah Ta'ala give us the perfect to make amal.